This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
These are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders of the exiles and to the priests and the prophets and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. So, Judah had ignored God's repeated warnings and followed after idols until God brought consequences upon them. He didn't disown them. He didn't say, "You're not my people anymore." He simply brought the consequences upon them for persistently going after and chasing after idols instead of going after him. And they did it for many, many years in spite of all the warnings they received from his prophets. Consequences are not a bad thing, although they don't feel very comfortable when it happens. Consequences are the results of bad decisions and bad choices. Consequences can be the result of sin. Consequences are can be used by God, though, as a wake-up call for his people. Jeremiah 2:19, he said to his people that your backslidings, your wrong choices, your decisions to oppose me will correct you. That was his prediction. You choose to go against me, and down the road, that choice is going to come back and bite you. And that bite is going to hurt, and that's going to be the corrective measure that perhaps you need to get your eyes back on me. But he didn't disown them, of course. So in 597, this is like almost 600 years before Christ, Babylon invaded Judah, which was the southern kingdom. Remember that Israel was divided into two, Judah in the south, Israel in the north. Judah was invaded by Babylon, and there was a deportation of the best and the brightest, which means all of you would have went. The best and the brightest were all taken to Babylon, the ones that Babylon felt they could use, the educated people, the skilled people, the ones that Babylon figured could be used in their society in the capital city of Babylon. They left behind the poor and the unskilled and the uneducated. And they left behind with them Jeremiah. And Jeremiah became the pastor and the prophet for the poor, unskilled, and uneducated who were left behind in the land. But Babylon came in, took and deported the best and the brightest, destroyed the city, and destroyed the temple, and took the best and the brightest, as we said, approximately 4,500 were taken, deported, and thousands remained behind with Jeremiah. Verse 2, this was after King Jeconiah and the queen mother, the eunuchs, the officials of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen, the metal workers had departed from Jerusalem. So they took the king as well. And you can read about him up in Jeremiah 52. He wasn't king for very, very long, but he became a prisoner quickly. The mention of the queen mother here is interesting. The queen mother was one of the premier idols that they worshipped at this time in Judah, turning their backs on Yahweh. The Queen Mother, or the Queen of Heaven as she was called. These were titles of a goddess named Ishtar, or Ashtoreth in the Hebrew. Ishtar became Istar in Latin, and we have a holiday called Easter which comes from that pagan worship way, way back then, Ishtar. Her symbols, because she was the goddess of fertility, and many of the women prayed to her for, give me a boy, give me a girl, I want twins. And they would go and sacrifice, and the ones that wanted triplets were taken out. Anyways, they would just pray to the goddess of fertility to open their wombs and give them healthy children. You know, she was very, very popular. Her symbols were the rabbit and the egg, in case that rings a bell. But so we have the rabbit, the egg, the queen of heaven, the queen, and the Ishtar, Ishtar, and all of that Babylonian stuff that went on back then that became incorporated, unfortunately, with Christianity in the future when the church tried to welcome the idol worshipers into Christianity and get them converted, and they would just merge a lot of their idol worship became saint worship. Instead of little figurines of idols, they'd have little figurines of saints. They tried to merge the whole thing together. But that's for another day. Verse 3, the letter was sent by the hand of Elessar, the son of Shaphan, and Gemara, the son of Hilkiah, and Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So Jeremiah sends a letter. And he sends the letter to Babylon. And the letter said this, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. See, he didn't abandon him, still the God of Israel. To all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Babylon was the one that came and conquered and took captive and deported the people of Judah, but God says, I sent them there. Babylon may have been the tool that I use, but I sent them there because I permitted it. What God permits, and of course he allowed the consequence of their bad decisions to come back upon them. So God said, I have sent them. Oftentimes, things happen and it's a trial of our faith, whether it's finances or health or relationships or anything that comes our way, that's persecution, anything that comes our way that's difficulties and trouble, it's often a trial of faith. We know that 1 Peter 1:7 and 1 Peter 4:12. Peter tells us these are trials of our faith. They're going to happen to every Christian regardless. But there are other trials that come in, which, as we said, are the consequences of your bad decisions. If you make bad decisions financially, you end up with something called debt, which is a consequence. And debt can be punishing. If you don't take care of yourself, you can end up with the consequence of poor health. You misuse and abuse people, you end up with the consequence of a broken relationship. So, I mean, we can make problems for ourselves as well as receive trials that just are allowed to come upon us because our faith is being stretched. Verse 5, this is what God tells his people who are in Babylon as captives. He says, build your houses and live in them. Plant your gardens and eat the produce. Take wives, have sons and daughters, take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage. They may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there, do not decrease. Do not decrease. Remember, when they left, they were depressed. They were severely depressed as they were taken from their homeland and so forth. And God is telling them through Jeremiah the prophet, don't be depressed. Live your lives. Don't think you're going to get out of this right away. And I'll show you that in a second. But just live your lives. Build your houses. Have your families. Raise your kids. And, have your grandchildren and so forth. Verse 7, seek the welfare of the city which I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf for its welfare. This is a great point. For its welfare, for in its welfare, you will find your welfare. And even though the city is wicked, idol-worshipping and wicked, he says to his people, but pray for them anyways, because the welfare of the place you live is going to be your welfare. If you live in a country, and that country may not be godly, that country may not acknowledge the Lord, they may be opposed to everything that is God, but continue to pray for them, because its welfare is your welfare. If they go down the tubes financially, so do you. We got thousands, perhaps millions of Christians who live in foreign lands, who are in countries that are extremely poor. They are extremely poor. Mike's going to go to Haiti. You're going to see some beautiful, precious Christian men and women of God, but they have tremendous poverty because their country is poor. They share the welfare of the country's welfare is their welfare. They don't live like fat cats in the middle of poverty, in spite of what some may say. If the economy is bad, then it's gonna hurt Christians too. It's just the way it is. So God says, pray. Even though they're godless, pray for the welfare of the nation, because it's going to be, because in it you find your welfare. The country's economically doing good, you're economically doing good. So don't let the trial destroy you. And trials sometimes do that with people. It destroys them, takes away their hope, makes them want to give up, throw in the towel, and escape into something. That just brings more consequences into their life. Says, don't let it destroy you, but let it strengthen you. Build yourselves up. Have families. Grow. Develop. Prosper. Build home. Raise families. Pray. Verse 8, for thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah continuing in his letter, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are among you deceive you. And do not listen to the dreams that they dream. He said, I know you've got a bunch of prophets, so-called prophets, and people that say they're hearing from God. I got a word from the Lord for you and everything else. And they're lying to you. They're telling you this trial's going to be over quick. Just write your check, put it in my basket. Help is on its way. Deliverance is coming soon. It's right around the corner. Deliverance is coming, and we're going to take the offering now. Make sure that you, to whom much is given, much will be given back. And they're lying to you, he says. Don't listen to their dreams. Oh, I have a dream. Come on, this is what you guys saw. Do not listen to that stuff. Verse 9, for it is a lie.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a professional insurance agent right here on the Treasure Coast for more than 30 years and partner in InsurePro Insurance Agency located in St. Lucie West.